Here's another story featuring one of our regular contributors from the BBC, Mobeen Azhar. When Mobeen's on the show, he's usually reporting on things like police violence or religious extremism in Pakistan. But there's another side to Mobeen. He's a huge Prince fan. In fact, Mobeen rates the Minneapolis funk rock maestro as one of the biggest influences in his life. And he's just made a documentary about the musician.
The first record I ever bought was the single Cream from Prince. And the first album that I really got into was Sign of the Times. I was 7 when that came out. And since then, I've been to 53 Prince concerts. And I'm really happy to say I've even been on stage with the man. So, you know, I will go to the ends of the earth for Prince.
Now, wait a second. You said you're on stage with the man. Tell us about that.
Well, a couple of years ago, I was at the Montreux Jazz Festival. And I happened to be staying at the same hotel as Prince. That may make me sound like a stalker, but I assure you it was just coincidence. So the night after one of his performances, I went back to the hotel. The lift doors opened and Prince's band was there. And there was a bit of banter. Now, that really paid off because the following night, I was right in front of the stage and one of his backing singers put out their hand to me and asked me to come up on stage. And I spent the next half hour on the stage with Prince and the band. The first thing that I did was kind of half danced, half walked over to Prince, who was sitting at his keyboard. And I looked him right in the eye and said, "Prince, I really love you." And he very graciously, whilst he was playing keyboard, it was When Doves Cry, no less, looked back at me and just nodded and smiled politely. So he was very gracious about it. But I was very happy I got to tell him that I love him.
Wow, that's an incredible story. So the guy on stage obviously recognized you from the elevator the day before.
I think he must have done. It probably helped that for those 3 shows, I had a bright purple heart painted on the side of my head, which might have made me stand out a little bit.
Now, Prince has fans all over the world, but why do you think he appealed to you so much? You grew up in Northern Britain.
Sure. I mean, primarily it's the music, but there's so much about the Prince persona which I could really identify with. So as you rightly said, I grew up in the north of England. My father he's retired now. He was a bus driver. I come from a very working class family and I'm a second generation Pakistani. So, you know, I'm the child of immigrants. Now, Prince, I think, always made a huge effort to cross boundaries of things like race and gender and sexuality as well. So if you look at his early work and his early bands, there's a real mix of all those things. He's never shied away from being androgynous. You know, you have this man, you've got to imagine, in the 80s when I'm growing up, who prances around in bikini bottoms and eyeliner. It's almost like he's an alien from another world and he's fusing all these things together. And so I think what Prince taught me very early on was this idea that you can define yourself. And, you know, this might sound quite deep, and I guess it is really. As someone that was growing up across 2 cultures, effectively, you know, I was being raised in Britain, but I had a Pakistani heritage. Prince helped me in that way. I'm also someone I'm an out and proud gay man. And Prince, I think, taught the world from the start of his career to be happy with who you are.
Was having a hero like Prince, how unusual was that for your community?
You know, it's interesting you should say that because you can imagine me being perhaps 11, 12 years old. The high school that I went to, I think, was 98% Muslim and 98% Pakistani. So Prince wasn't the most, let's say, in vogue figure at the time. So even friends that I still know from that period remember me as Mobeen, the guy that's crazy about Prince. It made me stand out. You know, even to this day, now as a 35-year-old man, if I'm in a situation with work or in a situation in my personal life where I think this is difficult, I often ask myself, what would Prince do? And I think that's an important question that we can all ask ourselves. What would Prince do in this situation?
Okay, Mobeen, this might be a tough question for you, but if you had to choose one tune for us to be played out to, what would it be?
I'm wincing whilst you ask that because it is a very difficult question. But I think one song that I have consistently been in love with and the song that Prince was singing when I met him was When Doves Cry. So I think it should be When Doves Cry.
Am my BBC colleague, Mobeen Azhar. He's just made a radio documentary called Hunting for Prince's Vault. You're listening to The World.
The World is brought to you by PRI, with support from Lumosity.com, brain training designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 60 million people worldwide, with personalized training programs to challenge memory, attention, and problem solving. You can learn more at Lumosity.com.